Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another exclusive podcast. So thank you very much for subscribing to this podcast channel, and I do hope you enjoy the additional original content put out over here. So what I wanted to talk to you about today was the issue of the furlough scheme. You will recall this was introduced by the government way back at the beginning of lockdown. And essentially, it was the government underwriting business that it was closing down. That's essentially the essence of the furlough scheme. It also applied to other businesses that didn't close down, but where the employees basically sat at home enjoying the fine life. And at the time, I remember thinking, well, this can't last long because the cost of having a huge chunk of the employment base funded by the state is just simply not sustainable. But I was wrong, and it kept extending and it kept extending. And the reality is that the government has stated that the furlough is due to end completely at the end of September this year. So the question is that going to happen, and what's the consequences? So the news comes today that demands from business to extend the furlough scheme have been rejected by the Chancellor, Rishi Sunak, despite the expected delay to ending lockdown, which is due to happen later today. So basically, the whole scheme, which has cost the UK absolute fortune. I mean, our debt has spiraled out of all proportion. Spending on lockdown is like Jeremy Corbyn on steroid spendings. It's massive. However, the Chancellor said that he would stop from July 1st, the government's share of furloughed employees will drop to 70%, and eventually that will taper down to zero at the end of September. And the government's still saying that's what's going to happen. Now, business groups are pretty much appalled at this because given that they're going to extend the lockdown for another month, then that means certain businesses like, you know, like theatres, like nightclubs, other sectors of the economy will still be extremely limited. And therefore, those employees that they have can't come to work because the government's closed down the place of work. However, when this has been brought to the attention of government, they're saying, well, look, we've already done more than enough. And so the issue then really becomes one of what happens come the end of September. Do you think the government will extend the furlough again? Because if the government does that, then that's the biggest sign ever that we're going to be locked down for the rest of the autumn and winter. It's absolute guarantee of that. And I suspect that is what's happening. I find it startling that a Conservative government would even have considered a concept such as the lockdown in terms of the furlough. The furlough is just massive expense. But it's like this government doesn't care about budgets anymore. It's like this government no longer has any interest in fiscal prudence. Instead, it just splashes the cash. It just prints the money. And that's been the way it has operated. So it'll be very interesting to see come another couple of weeks' time whether the government actually does then implement the lower rate of furlough support. And if so, what unemployment will that result in? Because be under no illusion, there are millions of people in this country whose current employed status depends entirely on furlough support. When the furlough is pulled, the jobs go. That's always been the case. And unfortunately, then we could be in a situation where come the autumn, once the warmth of summer has gone and the cool of autumn creeps in, is that when we see the massive surge of unemployment? Because frankly, that to me seems to be what's absolutely on the cards. That's if he removes the furlough. But if he doesn't remove the furlough, again, the UK budget just takes an incredible hammering. This government can't continue shutting out so many people from useful gained employment. And yet, that's exactly what it seems it's intent to do. So that's what I think. I wonder what you think about the topics. Please let me know in the comments below. Let's talk to each other here in the podcast. And I look forward to speaking with you soon.